Blog Talk Radio.
...of KJMA's practice of constructive community reporting. We have invited Dr.
They say the revolution won't be televised. I guess that's why the world turned and paused and moaned when Tupac and Malcolm died. All my bloods and thugs in the hall of nights. Keep reading, keep writing, keep fighting for our queens. Queens, pawns, trading kings, lie for temporary cause and charms. I'm the son of Nat Turner, the godson of Nikki Giovanni, nephew of Asada Shakur, second son of Afeni Shakur. So you know the pride of the Panthers in me. Marcus Garvey's red, black, and green is in me. Fools getting shot down, locked up for material living. This is all genocide. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children.
Definitely about that red, that black, and that green, brothers and sisters. We are Black on Air, Black Power. Welcome back to Black Power Radio. And I know that you enjoyed the first half of our radio broadcast. And as always, we can never slight you. We don't ever want to slight you on this broadcast. And we know that our great ones, some great ones amongst us, Attorney Mawali Davis, Dr. Akinyele Yemoja, they were not done with the conversations that Vanessa Williams was on. And so we're going to bring in those two, and also we're going to bring in the great attorney at war, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, founder and president of Black Lawyers for Justice, coming in strong, giving that mighty tribute to the great Honorable Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. And, of course, I cannot go any further without bringing in that top five-star general comrade who will introduce us and take us further into this next portion of the mission. We're talking about our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black Power, sir.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. I can hear you just fine.
I told the good doctor that he had a lot of fans, that we had to bring him back. And did Attorney Davis get back on?
Yes, sir. Attorney Mawali Davis, welcome. Black Power.
Black Power.
So I'm going to be quiet, and I'm going to let these great men continue the great work of Brother Chukwe. I just want to say this. We got Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz who's going to join us, and it was just by chance that we all revolutionaries on the front line, and we were talking to Brother Chukwe Lumumba 2 weeks ago, and both of our brothers on the phone, Attorney Davis and Dr. Yemoja, were both attending Attorney Shabazz's 25th year tribute, and we were bringing Brother Attorney Chukwe Lumumba in to do the keynote, because as a Attorney Davis said, all young attorneys, he's their mentor. And now Attorney Shabazz will be on with us in a minute. We all understand on March 30th in Atlanta, we'll be announcing on our show for the next 3 weeks, and we'll be putting flyers out this week, that all of these legendary freedom fighters on the phone will be here in Atlanta doing a tribute to the Honorable Mayor and Warrior Attorney Chukwe Lumumba. Brother Sean, I'll let you handle your show.
All right, yes, sir. Well, we're black, we're live, and Attorney Mawali, you were literally in mid-sentence as we went to the 10 o'clock hour, and, you know, so our first-time listeners don't know, we go to that 10 o'clock hour that the show will go off at the Internet, and so we had to, of course, bring you back. Glad that you're back, and glad that Professor Akinyele is back, and we were talking about the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba. You were saying that you had a chance to sit with him and basically sip from his well, sip from the cup of wisdom, and he was sharing with you stories of dealing with the late, great Tupac Amaru Shakur and Tulu Shakur and Geronimo Pratt. Can you kind of share us share with us some of those stories, what he said it was like with Tulu Shakur and Geronimo Pratt and all them great freedom fighters. What was that experience like?
You know, he just talked about the work, the struggle. He just talked about it. But the beauty of it, and this is one of the things that I think we have to appreciate and embrace, was that as fiery as he could be, he just had, I felt like he was, you know, I felt the joy in his heart. You know what I mean? I mean, it's you know, sometimes I think as revolutionaries and as activists, we can be so serious that we miss the joy of serving our people, the honor of serving our people, the pleasure of being able to breathe, live, and fight for what's right, for what we believe in, for our ancestors. And I never felt like he missed that, and that he transmitted it. So it was beautiful to see, you know, the thing that we've talked about before. Like I talk with Baba AK, and we talk about basketball. You know, some people think, you know, all of our conversation has to be just about the movement. But, you know, I got a chance to talk about the Detroit Pistons a little bit, you know, and I always, with Baba AK, we always have to get on those Lakers. But we're able to just be brothers and fathers and sons one to another and do that, not just talking about, you know, the politics of this moment in time, but just those shared things that we enjoy that allow us to disengage, not to shut down, but just to disengage, to have a moment of, you know, enjoyment, reflection. So the other thing that I was saying, and then I'll be quiet because I really want to hear from Baba AK, who I think, you know, knew him far, far better than me. The one thing that I just wanted to share was, of all those accomplishments, and I just saw an in-depth biography of him from the National Conference of Black Lawyers, NCBL. It was a very detailed, you know, kind of walking through his career as a lawyer, as a revolutionary lawyer. And at the of all of what I've read in my interaction with him, the thing that strikes me most, the thing that I believe sets such a strong precedence for me and for others, both activists or attorneys, is that he continued to be a loving person towards his family, towards his friends, towards his comrades, and to be able to maintain that kind of balance, you know, it's a powerful, powerful thing, and that's one of the things that has drawn me so close over the years to Baba AK and the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, is the elders in the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement have always demonstrated an ability to maintain and love on their families, and that's important and critical and in the work that we do, because our families sacrifice so much for us to try to sacrifice for the people. And so for Chokwe, Baba Chokwe created another example of that for me to be able to focus on. I remember, and then I'm going to be quiet for real, when I was getting married, I went to, had gone through a rites of passage, and we were receiving premarital counseling from a brother by the name of Reverend Cecil Gray, who did a rites of passage program in Philadelphia at Temple University. And Brother Cecil, who was in the African American Studies Department during this counseling, you know, my wife Jana was very concerned about, could I do this work? This before I went to law school, could I do this work and we maintain a family? And And Cecil was very honest with her and talked about how many, you know, he went through. He didn't call any activists by name, but he just gave scenarios of activists who were not able to maintain their families and, you know, said it, you know, was going to be a challenge, but that, you know, we had to continue to try to find a balance. So, you know, I'm thankful for examples, for guides, and Baba Tshokwe has been that for us and will continue to be that. So that was just what I wanted to share before we went to the break. And I just want to listen, Kay, and Sister Vanessa as well, who worked with them through the Conference of Black Mayors.
Well,
hello?
Yes, sir.
Just to kind of continue on that, Baba Tshokwe, you know, he was, you mentioned he was a counsel to Pac, and he actually handled the case for Pac here in the city of Atlanta when two off-duty cops, one from Henry County and one from Clayton County, got into an altercation with a black man downtown, and then they all end up getting an altercation with Pac. That case was actually dropped, and they found out in that case that the police officers taking a gun out of police out of property, and they had it. You know, I guess I don't know, Molly, you my attorney. I don't know if you can counsel, but it sounds like they had stolen it out of police property. So that case was dropped. But he handled Pac cases all over the country. He defended Mutulu Shakur, and of course, that was probably the case he probably had the most regrets about. They lost that case, and Mutulu got, you know, 40 years in prison. He held Sister Asada Shakur's case, and that was dismissed. You know, of course, she was convicted in another case where he wasn't the attorney, and she got life plus 65 years. He maintained his support for Sister Asada. But he's handled cases of a whole lot of people. The most recent case is that of the Scott sisters, were two sisters in Mississippi who were given double life sentences for $11 armed robbery. And he was able to champion their case and get the governor of Mississippi to allow them to be released. So Tshokwe is probably one of the finest, if not the finest, criminal defense attorney in the United States of America. And, you know, we know how great Brother Molly Davis is. And so if Molly sees Tshokwe as a role model, you know Tshokwe Lumumba has to be off the chain in the courtroom. I've seen him work in the courtroom. It was like magic. It was like seeing a master at work, like watching John Coltrane play the saxophone. And so he was very dynamic as an attorney. I remember staying with him. I stayed with him doing part of the trial for Mutulu Shakur, and he would stay up all night. He would fall asleep. I'd have to tell Tshokwe to get up and go to bed. He would fall asleep at his desk. I saw him prepare for death penalty cases, and if you see the ad for the Davis Bozeman Law Firm, they say this, where injury is personal. Every case for Brother Baba Tshokwe, the Honorable Tshokwe Lumumba, was personal. I mean, he went at it hard. He was an athlete when he was in college, and he went at it like it was an athletic event. He went hard. When he was running for mayor, he went hard. When he was fighting against the Ku Klux Klan down there in Mississippi or against racist police, he went hard. He went hard for our people, and that's the same type of determination and energy that we got to take it. He became involved in the movement after Martin Luther King was assassinated in April 1968. That's when he dedicated himself, and it was shortly thereafter he joined the Republic of New Africa under the leadership of the great Emeryo Bedele. And so from that point, he went hard for our people. I see Brother Molly go hard, too. He got that same type of energy. And that's one of the reasons I consider Brother Molly to be one of the sons of Tshokwe Lumumba. Yes.
Baba, let me ask you something. I know I'm supposed to be I'm supposed to be talking, but I always like to also just hear from you. When Baba Chokwe was in Detroit, and he had to try to get into practice in New York, I was reading how they were preventing him, and they tried to claim that he was a terrorist or part of a terrorist organization, and they would not, they did not want him to be admitted to practice in New York. Can you tell the brothers and sisters about how that went down and who he was going to represent at that time?
He was going to represent Mama Fulani Sunni Ali.
Okay.
And they, again, they tried to get him not to be barred or not to be a barred in the state of Mississippi or be able to practice in the state of Mississippi, not Mississippi, New York, saying that he was a terrorist. But I think he went and challenged that, and a lot of lawyers supported him on his First Amendment because, again, Chokwe Lumumba had not been accused of any act of violence against any person. You know, with terrorism is supposed to be the indiscriminate violence against civilians. Of course, the government has done that, but not Chokwe Lumumba. But he was able to get a fight. He was backed by the National Council of Black Lawyers and other Conference of Black Lawyers and other legal organizations that said basically he was only articulating that black people had a right to self-determination and have our own nation as a member of the Republic of New Africa. The same thing happened when he went to move to Mississippi, and they tried to fight him being barred in the state of Mississippi, saying that he was a member of a terrorist movement. Excuse me. But, again, legal people from all over the country came and had his back on that. Chokwe, again, was supported by lawyers around the country because of his reputation and his, fight for freedom that they recognized. They might not have believed what he believed, but they recognized that he was a freedom fighter and he had the right to practice the law. And so that happened. Of course, you all know it was about 10 years ago when he was suspended for a while from practicing the law in Mississippi. And we now have proof that that judge who suspended him has a record that's clearly racist. But he was in I think it was Lee County, Mississippi, and he had a client that Chokwe felt was being prejudiced against in the court. And he was convicted. And when he tried to put forward motions for appeal, the judge just summarily dismissed him. And Chokwe was not one to bite his tongue, as we might say. And he challenged the judge, and the judge had him put in jail for that under contempt of court. What was funny, I'll tell you a funny story about that, is you mentioned about how Chokwe was a model for you in terms of his marriage and his wife, who passed, about 12 years ago, Nubia Lumumba. She always said she loved Chokwe, her tall, what do you call it, tall glass of water, tall drink of water, what is it supposed to say? I forgot the term. But she loved Chokwe. And Chokwe had two staff members who were there in court, and they called her, and they said, Nubia, Chokwe is in jail. And she said, well, where are you? And they said, well, we're outside the jail. She said, why aren't you in there with him? She said, you go in there and get my husband. I'll never forget that. And they have they had a beautiful love story. Another good thing and another thing young people need to look at is we should go back. There was an Essence interview that Chokwe and Nubia did about 20 years ago. And they talked about in there how they overcame struggles in their relationships, infidelity, things of that nature, and they were able to secure a long and strong marriage. And we oftentimes think our marriages will go about without any challenge, without any problems, that it'll be like it is in the movies. But no, we have challenges and struggles, and we can overcome them. And so they're a testimony to that. I knew Chokwe during that time when they were having challenges. And it was, his brothers, we came together, we talked to him about it. We asked him, really, what you want? And he came to the conclusion, I want my family. And he went back and struggled for his family. And so, you know, we need to hear those stories also. That even our, as Brother Molly mentioned in his statement, you know, a lot of our people, we go so hard, but then sometimes we're not balanced in terms of maintaining our household. But we always believe, and when I say we, you know, Chokwe's comrades in the New African People's Organization, Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, that family is a unit of struggle, and his family is a good example of that. As you see his sons and son and daughter in particular, or his sons and his daughter, who continue to fight on whatever level they can fight from with the tools that they have to fight from and to continue his legacy.
And I remember when we, the New Black Panther Party, went to Mississippi to protest the judge trying to disbar him. And I'll never forget the dinner we went to with him and his wife afterwards. You know, it was like two peas in a pod. It was almost, man, you could just tell how much in love they were and how long they've been together. It was like the two brothers on this phone and their relationships. But Brother Mawali, we thank you for coming back on. And Brother Sean, I know I'm getting all these texts, so we're going to get jumped on if we don't let some of these people ask the brothers questions. And we got Attorney Shabazz going to come and join us at the top of our national chief of staff. Does an excellent job keeping the radio lines full on Black Power Radio. And we got these two warriors on, Brother Sean. I know the lines are lit up.
Oh, definitely. The lines are lit up. People right now just getting full and, you know, sitting back and listening. But if you do have a call or a question, the number to call, you know, it is 646-478-4447. Again, that's 646-478-4447 to chime in on this conversation. And it's very impactful, and it will be a historical conversation. As I said, I believe that we have probably the last audio interview of the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, Man Chokwe Lumumba, who was just with us probably about 2 weeks ago now on the radio broadcast. What I want to ask you, brothers, is since we're preparing to bring on another powerful attorney, what would you say to the black attorneys that are out there now who are following your example or looking at you, looking up to you, and may have not yet taken that step to get involved in this fight in the manner that you all have? What would you all say to the black attorneys, the black professionals, the educators? What is your word to them?
From my perspective, we all are going to die. We all are going to have to go that way. And the only question is, will we have been of service to our people? Will we have loved? Will we have worked in the interest of our ancestors? And that's determining the quality in life that we have. And I just want to, when it's all said and done for me, I just want, you know, look at what we're saying about this, brother. Look at what's about to happen when we go to Jackson on Friday and Saturday. Can we serve and do that kind of work? I remember when Baba AK brought Geronimo Jijaga Pratt to Georgia State, and remembering him, you know, basically telling all of those in attendance that everyone wasn't born to be a military soldier in this movement, but everyone has an opportunity to either write or to be a lawyer or to be an educator, and you have to do it like your life depended on it. And that's the way Baba Chokwe lived his life. He served, he was a lawyer like his life depended on it, because in many instances the lives of our people depend on those of us who have had opportunities and resources. And so we have to decide whether we're going to betray our people
by being focused on just gathering material wealth for our own personal gain, or if we're going to be a part of that ongoing river of struggle that says, here are my talents, here are my gifts, I sacrifice it willingly for the people. I look to build institutions in the interest of sovereignty, of self-determination. And that is the message that I think we have to ask ourselves. And you know, one of the things that I just wrote today was that as we're faced with difficult decisions as young lawyers, because I'm speaking in the context as an activist attorney, as we're faced with those tough decisions and as we're faced with deciding on how to move and what to do in a case or in a courtroom or with a client, we would be best guided if we ask ourselves, what would Baba Tshokwe do? And if we are sincere and we're honest when we ask that question, whatever that answer is should be a guide as to which direction we should go in, because he set a standard, and a standard of sacrifice and of excellence. And I think that is what I would encourage other attorneys. You know, we work with attorneys all the time, and we hope that we can be for them what he was for us in terms of a guide. He made us aware that it was possible to be a liberation law firm and to be able to still feed your family and to build an institution that can help support other institutions.
You know, I would say that one of the things I've been inspired by, and I'm not an attorney, I speak in terms of education and being professional, but one of the things is being around the Davis Bozeman Law Firm. They do something that Tshokwe did, and when I went to Mississippi, is they brought together brothers and sisters. There are some people doing things for our people, but they're quiet, and so you don't necessarily know what they're doing. But Brother Molly and Brother Rob Bozeman, they have this thing called Men of Excellence, and where they brought together, and they have me as the godfather of the firm, they say, the Baba of the firm. I'm invited there also, but they invite these lawyers who are assisting other young brothers in the community and assisting young men to become lawyers. And, you know, we need a lot of people doing a lot of different things. And so when I see that, you know, everybody's not going to be a Miles Davis or a Tshokwe Lumumba, but the Vietnamese used to say this when they were fighting for their freedom from the American and before that the French. They would say, for every gorilla out there on the field, they needed 9 people supporting that gorilla. And so Brother Miley and them have demonstrated through the connections they have in the community. And if you look at groups like Let Us Make Man, there are people who are not nationalists or revolutionaries, but they're doing good work in the community, and they're supporting Miles Davis, right? And so when Tshokwe was, when there was an attempt to disbar him, there were people in the community who supported Tshokwe Lumumba. You know, and that's the type of movement we need to have. I've seen a lot of brothers and sisters who are excellent black educators in the community. I saw something on the internet the other day, though, that was on Facebook, and it had a picture of Malcolm X, but it talked about how that there were a lot of black educators who think because they have a PhD is they know more than the rest of the people in our community. And so it's necessary for us to begin to have a perspective that even though that we get educated and we get degrees and things of that nature, there's an education that goes beyond that. Like there's an education, you know, a lot of people don't know that Dr. John Henry Clark did not have a PhD that was awarded to him by our oppressors. You know, I have a PhD that was awarded to me by my oppressors, But I learned a lot in the community from my elders and now people who are ancestors. And really that's the basis of what I teach from. You know, I study and I teach, and then I even learn a lot from my students. And so we have to have a new form of black professional and a new form of scholar, if you will, that is not just basing, we're not just giving them recognition because they have a union card. Not recognizing it because I have a PhD. A lot of people listen to me who wouldn't have listened to me otherwise, or because I have a book that's published by Academic Press now. I've been invited to speak all around the country, but prior to that, some of these same places probably would not have invited me to speak. And so we've got to have our own standard for who our leaders are, who our scholars are, and who our professionals are also.
Dr. L.A., let me say this. You're so right, because our national chairman of 12 years of this party had worked since Howard University law student to start Black Lawyers for Justice, where he went around and he knew he had to have other lawyers, he had to have other people. We did National Day of Action, where we gathered all the community people in every city, and we did National Day of Action in every city. And our leader and teacher, Dr. Khalid Muhammad, taught us about unity. But the last time Brother Chuck Way was on the show, he said something so profound. He said, "Brother Hashim, you know, when I ran for mayor, I didn't have the problems that other mayors had because I started off as an activist and a revolutionary in the streets. And when you are in these different organizations, you get to learn who's playing and who's serious. So by the time I did what I did, I know who to bring with me. I know who my chief of staff needs to be. I know who my assistants need to be because they were in the streets struggling with me in these same communities. So it wasn't hard for me to bring the serious people with me." And as we know, the last time we were at Dr. Davis' office on the case of Douglas Brown, he had Derek Bozeman from Let Us Make Man there. He had Senator Ford, Georgia State District there. He had Timothy McDonald, concerned black clergy there. He had John Evans, president of Operation Lead there. He had you there from the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement. He had Reverend Derek Rice there from Sankofa. He had National Action Network there. He had William Marshall from Southern Christian Leadership Company. He had Joe Beasley from Rainbow Push Coalition. He had me from the New Black Panther Party. And he had several others. There was 50 of us in his office defending a brother who had been killed in jail. And between him and Attorney Shabazz, who we're about to bring on, we know as revolutionary and grassroots movements that it takes a nation to build a successful story. And I better turn it back over to our producer before I go too long because I'm excited. Brother Sean?
Yes, sir. We're all excited. We feel your energy. We do want to welcome a black man who needs no introduction. And as you said, he's labored for 12 long years as our national chairman. 25 years. We're celebrating this coming national summit of his 25 years with the New Black Panther Party and still pushing. President and founder of Black Lawyers for Justice, affectionately known as the Attorney at War, and I call him the Attorney General. No disrespect to Eric Holder, but he just takes the crown. Brothers and sisters, help me to welcome to Black Power Radio the Attorney at War, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power, welcome.
Hey, Black Power. Black Power, my dear beloved brother Shao Kweli and National Chairman Minister Hashim and Zinga, and to all my family in the New Black Panther Party and everybody in the Black Nation. Black Power.
Black Power.
What's going on, Black Man? What's happening? Guess I'm going to say this. I'm happy to be on. I'm sad, really, to be on. I wasn't planning on coming back so soon, and I am. It's on a mixed occasion. Sad that we have lost our father and our leader, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, and But I have to check in and celebrate his life and to celebrate what impact he had on me and my relationship with him and certainly his committed relationship with the New Black Panther Party. Am I still on?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. I was trying to make sure that you're saying, yes, sir.
Let me say this then. Well, let me weigh in and say this. It was as a Howard University undergraduate student, I encountered this revolutionary attorney as an undergrad in 1988. And I was very impressed with this black nationalist revolutionary attorney named Chokwe Lumumba. As a college student on Howard University campus, we thrived and lived off videotapes from Minister Farrakhan, videotapes from Dr. Khalid Muhammad, videotapes from other revolutionaries. And there was no YouTube, there was no Facebook, there was no social network. And so we had our own underground network of revolutionary videos, and I was most impressed with Attorney Chokwe Lumumba. He and Attorney Alton Maddox and others were two of those that were able to inspire me to make the connection between lawyering and revolution and made me believe as a young student revolutionary that I should pursue law school and that it would help me in the leadership of our people and in the agitation and in the litigation for our people. And so as my career went on, I had other dealings with Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, but mainly came during the time of the early, 2000s. When Dr. Khalid Muhammad passed, our relationship grew closer for a couple of reasons. My family is from Mississippi. My grandmother was born in Macomb, Mississippi. My grandmother's from the South and came up in Mississippi, so did my grandfather. And my mother and my aunt and my mother was born in Macomb, Mississippi, in southern Mississippi, in Pike County, Mississippi. And around about the time of 1960, my mother became a secretary, and her first cousin, I affectionately called my aunt, Aunt Bertha, both of them, my mother and my aunt were both secretaries and helpers of one Medgar Evers of the NAACP in Jackson, Mississippi. And so I have a family history in Mississippi. I spent the summers of my lifetime, every other summer, the entire summer in Mississippi. And so I have fond memories of Mississippi. And so my family and those and others, when Chokwe was getting more active in Mississippi as a lawyer and then as a councilman and then as a mayor in Mississippi, even my family and those in my extended family in Mississippi admired, support Attorney Chokwe Lumumba. I went to Attorney Chokwe Lumumba in 2003, I think it was, when he was penalized by the bar of Mississippi for standing up to a judge who was unfairly treating him in the courtroom. And on the principles of justice, that warrior lawyer, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, who was a man who I have studied and known that would do anything for his client, and has represented some of the great amongst our people, Assata Shakur, and those in the Black Liberation Army, Tupac Shakur, and many others unknown. I mean, Chokwe Lumumba was committed to the practice. Matter of fact, one of our conversations and one thing that I lament is that he and I, as he said, we got to try a case together. But we were both so busy going in our direction, not only in the legal field but the political field, we never had that chance. So I'm saying that I came closer, supported him, and spoke at a big rally in Jackson at the university to help raise support for him when he was disbarred and to get him back his law life. I was there, and I saw his support for Minister Louis Farrakhan and their relationship be strong. When he ran for city council in Jackson, my family supported him, and we supported him. And certainly we supported him in his awesome rides for mayor over Jackson, Mississippi. And so I'm happy to have been able to help him in his time. He left his city to help me many times in my time. He came to Washington, D.C. with me at the National Press Club, and we did an event together at the National Press Club. He left his city, and he came to me. He left and came to the Black Power Convention at Mike Roberts Hotel out in Marriott in 2009. He came, and he helped to keynote that, Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, always known as a selfless black man. Even under trial, health trials, trials with his wife, leaving from amongst us, trials with his health. He didn't have to go the extra mile to do this for our people. He easily could have thought more about himself and his own feelings. Tireless on the front lines for our people. And so that's why my family supported him. I supported him. I looked up to him, man, as a lawyer. I looked up to him as one who was able to keep to his principles, his nationalist traditions, his tenacity in the fight, and at the same time be tough in the courtroom. Attorney Chokwe Lumumba, still to this day and this hour, he sets the pace for me in my mind and where I want to go on a legal level and on a certain level on a political level. And so it's a very sad occasion. It's sad. It needs to be investigated for sure. But at the number one point right now is we have to honor his life and try to keep intact the gains that he had made. That was a major gain, brother, to be able for a descendant of the Republic of New Africa and of the founding of the Inkobra movement and one who was a founder and spearhead of Malcolm X grassroots, one who we know is a real revolutionary, to capture the mayor's seat in Jackson, Mississippi, where they had fought it out in the past, years past, been attacked by this beast and dogged by this beast. For him to rise to power in Jackson, certainly it was an underrated history, an underreported history. Certainly it is something that we have a duty to make known how significant it was. And damn, how significant it could have been had he was able to proceed on to the mayor's office, the governor's seat, with a majority black state and him being an expert on serving the people in the mold of a Kwame Ture and Stokely Carmichael and Mari Obadeli and others who paved the way before him. This man, on another level, was like Malcolm. He's a student. He's a disciple of Malcolm X. And as a young man and even as an older man, he looked like Malcolm. He was tall and wiry like Malcolm. His intellect and his mind was like Malcolm. And like Malcolm wanted to be an attorney, or one of his revolutionary sons, Chokwe Lumumba, became an attorney. And he carried the red, black, and green well. He carried it well. So I could go on all night, brother. I'm sad. I'm concerned, with the power that this man had and was exercising, how he could leave so quickly. I'm certainly concerned, and I want to say that I'm here to help, and we're here to help do whatever's necessary to assist in this hour. Investigation, restoration, all of that. We're here at the behest of the family. Honors to the Honorable Mayor Chokwe Lumumba. Honors to you. You have left the monks. You have left us too soon, O son of Africa and son of this struggle. Oh, you have left us too soon. And so all we can do right now is man up and salute and march forward in your name, dear our father and battle commander, attorney and warrior Chokwe Lumumba. That's who I'm here to honor and give respect to tonight here on this Black Power Radio.
Yeah, that's real talk. That's real talk. I want to go to the phone lines real quick for all of you all. Like I said, we'll open up the lines and also push in more questions. Number to call is 646-478-4447. We'll start with area code 562-239. 562-239, you're live. This is Black Power Radio. You're talking to Attorney Malik Sulu Shabazz. You're talking to Attorney Mawali Davis. You're talking to Dr. Professor. I can yell in your modes and talk to it. Black Power, welcome. Come on.
Yes, sir. Black Power family. This is Brother Ali Ali on the West Coast. Black Power, Dr. Shabazz. Yes, sir, brother. Just a comment, brother. And Black Power to you, brother. Good to hear your voice. You sound strong. Brother, you know, whenever... you know, our people fight on our behalf, brother. It's always something. This brother and brother was a true leader, and I mean, you know, the sky was the limit. Things were, you know, he is setting an example of how the black man, like you said, how the black man should stand. He was in political office, but you said he still carried the red, black, and green. And that just inspired me, good brother, you know, to no matter what, continue with the red, black, and green, and fight on behalf of our people. And Black Power, brother, that's all I wanted to say.
All right. Black Power to you, my dear brother Ali, and it's always a pleasure to have your support personally, and I'm sure the New Black Panther Party appreciates your support and your steadying and wise and strong hand of leadership in this hour. And so I say to you, brother Ali, I say to all of you young brothers who are listening on this phone line right now, we need some real and credible and serious revolutionaries to step up to the front lines in this hour. Many of our elders have passed and are passing from amongst us. We remember Brother Obalewa as we end this show right now. Obalewa, heavy on our mind. Other elders, Jitu Weusi and others in the New York area around the nation have passed from amongst us. And so all of you young brothers right now, those of you who are in your, and wherever you are in life, we need you really right now to take our liberation struggle seriously. We need you right now to know that the mantle is not to be passed, but it is being passed. And we need men and women of principle and character that will stand for our struggle and our cause, and that can be counted on to do the right thing and say the right thing, and be in the right place at the right time so that the gains that we've made amongst our people from our leadership can be carried forth. It's a very serious time, and it's no time to play. And so we're expecting more out of this next generation. I'm going to expect more of myself, and I'm going to expect more of all of you as we have to get free. We have to get liberated. And we ain't got no choice. So we got to dig in and man up and deal with this problem and make progress, or else. I take some more callers.
All right, yes, sir. Thank you so much, Brother Ali Ali. Appreciate you always, like you said. Let me move to the next one here. Eric code 214-214-672, 214-672, you're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're tributing the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba, the warrior attorney. Come on with it, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. I like to say first time, this is all thanks to the law, ancestors, and the forefathers. This is Brother Hakeem, from the Supreme Capitol, just passed the Minister of Spirit. I stand smaller than the conversation with you, brother. Hello? Hello?
I'm right here, God. That sounds like Brother Hakeem.
Brother Hakeem, the honor. I'm just going to hear from our house. I'm just getting this about 300 years ago. We were down at the house of the Constable's sister.
All right, let's put him on mute for a minute.
Hello?
Get him on mute for a minute. Now, Brother Hakeem, this is a message to you and every other black man like you in the South. I want to talk to the black man and the black woman of the South in speaking to you also. First of all, before I go further, I would like you all to tune in to Fox Cable News National this Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to Fox News National so you can understand, I mean, you can hear and watch my interview, my almost hour-long interview with Geraldo Rivera on Fox News that I did a week ago in New York. And I go, and the subject matter deals with 20 years of race and justice since the O.J. Simpson verdict. And it chronicles my legal career and other, and my political career to this stage. And so just tune in on Saturday, 10 p.m., Fox News National. Now Black to the Ranch and Black to the South. Brother Hakeem Muhammad, to all of those who are in the new African movement, to the new Black Panther Party, to the Nation of Islam, and to our brothers and sisters in the South, we are dependent on you, brothers and sisters in the South, to set the pace for the next decade. And we understand now, and from all of my travels for years, that when it comes to self-determination, when it comes to getting some land, when it comes to organizing and being able to organize united fronts without the divisive differences that have plagued us. Clearly, I will make a prognosis. I will make a prediction that the Black man and woman will rise from the South over the next decade and that the South will lead the Black nation home. We still believe in the same principles that we believed in yesterday, that our Republic of New Africa, so the America owes us every state in the United States for the crimes she has committed and the atrocities she has committed against the Black man and the Black woman and the red man and the red woman. She owes both of us, the red man and the woman and Black man and woman, every state in the United States and every bar of gold in the treasury, if they got any gold left, and every damn worthless piece of paper that's being printed by the Treasury Department. They owe all of that. But specifically, they owe us Florida. They owe us Georgia. They owe us Alabama. They owe us Mississippi. They owe us Louisiana. They owe us South Carolina. And they owe us more than that for the pain and the suffering and the wrongful deaths of over 250 million of our people and billions more. And so what I'm saying here, that the South is our territory. The South is our land. The South is where more Black people are in more different counties and in numbers everywhere. It's the South where Stokely organized. The South where the cities and counties and towns you can get together. It's the South where there's a lack of envy and jealousy, and you're not too proud to wear a Panther uniform. You're not too proud to join a group. You're not so individualistic like our beloved Black man and woman in New York is. You're not so goddamn simplistic as our beloved brother and sister from Washington, D.C. is. So I'm going to tell you that I'm expecting a lot out of the South from the entire movement upon the transition of Attorney Chokwe Lumumba. I'm expecting y'all to stand up strong in a variety of ways for the liberation of our people, both offensively and defensively, building and goddamn killing and self-defense. Are we still on?
How you doing, Brother Malik?
Yes, sir. I'm on my own wish.
Yes, sir. We're still live. Wanted to give Dr. Ockengelli a quick word. He's got to run. So we want to get some closing words, Dr. Ockengelli, as we move forward. But I thank you, guys. You get on with Dr. Ockengelli.
All right, let me say this. Let me follow on. I got some work to do. And I didn't realize my beloved professor was on, and one of our strongest leaders and thinkers.
an activist in the black nation, Dr. Akinyele Umoja, who's a disciple and helper of Attorney Chokwe Lumumba. It's my honor to be on with y'all. I love you. I'm looking forward to building whatever I can for Black Lawyers for Justice, and I'm going to be at the new Black Panther Party Leadership Summit on the 29th and 30th of March. I'm live in person. So I love y'all, and I'm going to listen in honest to the one and only Baba, Mayor, Attorney, Freedom Fighter Warrior, Chokwe Lumumba. I salute you, and I'm going to step on out of here.
All right, Brother Malik, it was good hearing you. And I'm going to have to sign off myself, but I just want to remind all the listeners about the Jackson Rising New Economies Conference, May 2nd through 4th. I want to invite everybody to come on out, and if people can make it there this weekend in Jackson to honor Brother Chokwe Lumumba on Friday and Saturday, come on down. We're going to celebrate his life, and we're going to all make new commitments to forward this movement forward. Thank y'all again. Free the line.
Yes, sir. First of all, I forgot that Attorney Shabazz, when he came in, he didn't know that Doc was on, and Dr. Attorney Davis was still on. He thought they had went off, but it was great to hear from the warrior attorney Malik Dushabaz. Doc, we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend, and we'll build for a march to show the life and the tremendous labor of our brother and honorable Mayor Chokwe Lumumba on film, and listen to people like on the radio show. And we know you got a group of young people waiting at Georgia State for you in the morning. We appreciate you for staying so long. Attorney Davis, are you still on?
I've got a trial in the morning. I'm still here, but I'm gonna bow out and be ready to go tomorrow with my representation of some young people they're trying to charge. But I just salute Black Power Radio. I should salute the party for the work that you all are doing, and this show in particular just reminds me of the importance of having our own voice and being able to tell our own story. And so I'm thankful that you all considered me worthy of sharing my thoughts and my experiences and my inspiration that I gathered over the years of having an opportunity to meet and know Baba Chokwe. We appreciate you, and we look forward to the brothers and sisters when we make it in Jackson to just connect and re-energize and recommit and to do it in the name of our newest and strongest of ancestors is Baba Chokwe Lumumba. And so, you know, going forward, I just, you know, I'm thankful that we will be able to call him and decided to call him the Honorable Chokwe Lumumba as the great, great ancestors in the past. We have given that honor to, I believe, it's most deserving. So, again, thank you, brothers and sisters of the party and of the work of keeping our ear to the ground, listening for the whirlwind, which all of our powerful ancestors, in which they will return over and over again.
Well, once again, we appreciate you, and we know firsthand that how you work in that courtroom, and we appreciate you and Doc and Attorney Shabazz jumping in there. He didn't know y'all was still on. I would love to ask him a couple questions and let both of y'all go back and forward, but tonight we're going to respect it. We still got to do work in the morning, and we're going to go and handle these callers, and we'll build with you this weekend.
Free to laugh.
Yes, sir. Brother Sean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're still cooking. We still got some callers here. Want to most definitely give a thanks to Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the warrior lawyer, for his words and his sacrifice and commitment to the struggle. I want to certainly thank Dr. Akinyele Yemoja for his words and commitment and sacrifice to the struggle, and most definitely thank our big brother there and another revolutionary attorney, and I'd say warrior lawyer as well, Dr. and Attorney Mawali Mel Davis. All of you all have honored us tonight on Black Power Radio, and I know that our radio listening audience is well-fed. And so for those of you whose hands are up, we'll finish your questions. It's about you.
Wait, hold on,
you
hold on, Brother John. We also want to do two more things before we take those questions. We want to thank Sister Vanessa Williams for coming on early in the show and hanging with us with the Executive Director of the National International Conference of Black Mayors. And we want to thank Brother Supreme Captain Brother Keem and our National Field Marshal King Zamira and our National Assistant Sister Mira, who's supposed to have been on this second hour, and we planned it a couple weeks ago. But knowing now that the Honorable Tuckway Lumumba had made his spiritual transition, they were grateful enough to let us go ahead and do a tribute to a great warrior who died on the battlefield, or made his spiritual transition on the battlefield, as we say. And we appreciate the New Black Panther Party national members letting us go into their 2 hours, and we're going to get them back on next week along with a couple of other people that's going to be part of our national summit that's coming up the 28th, 29th, and 30th, which we'll have our next shows. We'll have guests from the summit on. And I just want to say, Tuckway Lumumba, CRY was one city, one aim, and one destiny. I want to say to the listening audience, on Friday, March 7th, from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., they will have his body ready to be viewed by the many, 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 many lovers of Brother Tuckway Lumumba, the Honorable Mayor Tuckway Lumumba, and on March 8th at the Jackson Convention Center in Jackson, Mississippi, at 11 a.m., they will have the memorial and ongoing for our brother who has made his spiritual transition and now is among the whirlwind of Marcus Garvey. And anybody want to send anything, flowers or anything, I think we announced it, but we'll do it again. Woods Memorial Garden on West North Side Drive in Jackson, Mississippi is handling that. Now we can go to any call if you want to go to.
Oh, yes, sir, certainly. See the area code here. Area code is 678-670-6780. This is Black Power Radio. Welcome. Go ahead with your question or comment. All right, caller. Area code 678. You got a question, comment? Could we just listen? Edit code 973-295. 973-295. Welcome to Black Power Radio. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Black Power.
Black Power.
This is Captain Bilal of the East Regional Menace Defense.
Hey, Bill.
I guess I'd like to say to the new comrades out here that we have to really step up our game, because you can see that our great leaders, our general, are leaving us. And we need to take advantage of learning everything that they have to offer. You know, we don't have too many great leaders because a lot of them don't sort us the hell out. So I'm saying this for a reason, that we need more of our elders to step up to teach our young brothers who want to learn, because sometimes the elders don't want to share the knowledge because they feel that we're not worthy to learn it. But to keep this fire moving in the revolution, we have to learn from the elders. And I never got a chance to meet the brother, but I have heard a lot of great things. And I'm saying this because we have one great lawyer right now, and that's Police Tully the Bad. And I advise a lot of brothers to seek knowledge when it comes to the law, to seek a lot of knowledge from these brothers, because they are on the front line. If you never roll with them, I have several chances to roll with Brother Malik on several occasions. I think his move, I see that he's not selling out. So we got to step up our game, Comrade, and we really got to put some fire on the system. You know, I hope the family is going to do an investigation because it don't sound right. And I'm on the front line and trying to make sure to wake up my people up in the East region to get them to understand that the war is real. The pull and tell is real. They are trying to take our L layout because they don't want them to teach us. And if they're able to get inside the mind of a young black man, a young black woman, we'll move forward. And the government know that. They're afraid of it. They're afraid of a general. They're afraid of a new general coming up, like Brother Nazim. They're afraid of a general, like a Brother Sean. They are afraid. So they want to make sure that no one, no elderly, are able to put down or bring down or plant that seed of wisdom to us. So they don't want us to learn black power.
Black power to you. I'm going to say this and bagging it up. We all know that Mayor Jackson here in Atlanta died of a heart attack. And he said some of the same things, Brother Sean, that Brother Chuck Way said a couple of weeks ago. He was talking about economic development, and he talked about in Jackson, Mississippi, where the whites have ran Jackson, Mississippi so long. But not only Jackson, Mississippi, the state of Mississippi is during there 80-some percent black. And when it comes to contract, the blacks don't get any work. And Chuck Way said that day was over, the old South was over, that anybody come to the mayor's office in Jackson, Mississippi would have to have at least 50% minority participation in their contract, so they wasn't getting the contract. And Mayor Jackson here in Atlanta, who is the airport is named after, said the same thing and started to move Atlanta into a position of power, and that's what made our great construction companies like Herman Russell and so many of them come into existence and become multi-million-dollar construction companies. And that tradition continues now with Mayor Reed, so many black construction companies that get the chance now to give black people jobs and to build airports. And I remember when Brother Chuck Way sent me a picture, and it was one of the greatest pictures ever came across my phone, Brother Sean and Brother Blau, and that picture was the Jackson, Mississippi airport sign that said, Megar Everett's Airport, Jackson, Mississippi, Mayor Chuck Way Lumumba. And I was just thinking about Megar Everett being shot in his driveway, which I've stood in with his family looking out the window, thinking about Emmett Till in Mississippi and the Mississippi burning, as they call it, in Mississippi, and so many of our fallen soldiers in Mississippi, and the Klan and the Klan children have to land at that airport and look at Megar Everett's sign and look at Chuck Way Lumumba, a freedom fighter, on that sign. And for him to be sworn in July 1st, and before he even gets 6 months in, for something like this to happen. And we heard one of the city councilmen of Hine County, now Supervisor Kenny Stroke, say on Channel 61 that they got to do an autopsy. They have to find out what went wrong, because some people are saying heart attack. Some people are saying stroke. Some people are saying cancer. But everybody who left him in the hospital that day say he was sitting up talking and in good health, and said they wouldn't have left him if they felt that he was that ill. So something happened, and we're waiting on the autopsy as the new Black Panther Party to find out what happened. And then that happened to Chuck Way Lumumba on Tuesday, and then the Attorney General of the United States has a heart attack, Eric Holder, on Thursday. And he's going out of his office in an ambulance, and there's something going on. We'll find out. God is going to reveal the truth, but we're not going to go to sleep until we find out. We're going to continue the battle, but we're going to stop and check on our brother and make sure ain't nobody assassinated our brother also. Brother Sean, you can go ahead.
That's right. That's real talk. That's real talk. Brother Bilal, we want to thank you so much for your comment, Black man, and thank you for raising the awareness to the troops. We want to encourage you and everybody else, hold the line. We got big, big work to do, Black man, big work to do. But thank you for what you said, brother. Go ahead, too.
Eric Cole. Just look like our Supreme Captain, 214-672. Welcome to Black Power Radio. What's happening, Black man?
Power, Black Power. Supreme Captain, the new Black Panther Boy. Your brother who's always making things happen. I just rolling in from Austin, Texas, and in the Dallas. Brother, I was with Attorney Schwartz, and he got the phone call. And we was in Detroit, the same thing. The first thing came to my mind was the last time I had seen Chippewa, the Mumba. We were at a rally for the Scottsboro sisters and waiting for Attorney Spars and Brother Ashima Zinger to come in, and they didn't show up. So when they got ready to leave the protest, they said, somebody got to take the weight. So I said, I got it. So I walked to the front, and I took the rally on, and we headed to the fashion where the governor stayed, and then we took it to the Capitol. And the brother was very, very inspirational to me. When Attorney Shabazz got the call that the brother had finished the party for the mama, it took me back. And I said, wow, this brother here, he inspired me so much. And so while we were standing there talking about the Scottsboro sister, we were still waiting on Attorney Shabazz and Brother Hashim to come. So Brother Bruce said, Hakeem, you got to do it. Brother, I don't know what it is about this brother. He was very inspirational. I was very inspired from him. Coming out of Africa, he was one of the first people that I've seen to be the freedom fighter for our people. And when I went up to the podium and started speaking, brother, I was rocking the podium. I just got this irresistible urge just to pick it up and throw it down. And I addressed those people, and I told them, because I was inspired by this brother, that if they didn't release the Scottsboro sisters, the blood would flow from the hustle ground that state. Because I knew that brother had something on his heart. And I was very inspired by him. Basically, I want to say this. We need a leadership, but we need strong leadership, and we have to support real leadership. So brothers who are out there in the streets and trying to do things and make things happen, we have to get behind them. And anybody that feels like they've been ready and wanting to do some work, get up, get into it, and get involved. We got our national chairman, Hashim Zinger, who's working hard, Sir Kwali, the national chief of staff, is doing things. When Dr. Malik is rolling, we want to make sure that everything is going good. So everybody, what we must do, maintain our proper perspective, not get excited, stay strong in the struggle, and be down with the cause of salvation, the liberation for the black nation, and keep moving and grooving. And between having a new black belt for you, just for that, I serve you well. I'm just getting to Dallas. I just got back from Austin. Tomorrow, as soon as my car fits, I'm rolling the Queens of Texas. I'm going to keep rolling and going. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to lighten up or tighten up. I need to keep strong influences among strong black people, and I appreciate the love of self and seven and salvation and liberation of the black nation. Again, I send y'all Black Power. Peace out. One love, them.
We want to say, first of all, we want to give a salute to our Supreme Captain, who has been working for so many years on the front line, and I was on the phone with him last week. He was getting on a plane to go to Detroit. He had to get on a plane and go to Chicago, get off the plane, go to the bus station, get on a bus to go to Detroit, cover down on Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz at Sages Day, then got on a bus, then a train back home and went on into Austin, Texas, fighting on the front line for a family there on a case we're working right now. I just appreciate the Supreme Captain and Brother Blair for coming down on Attorney Shabazz as he announced that he's going to be on a Rado on Fox. And Attorney Shabazz has been waiting to get back on Fox to go at a Rado. I can't wait to see that show. But it's so on point tonight that we be discussing and celebrating the life of the Honorable Mayor Warrior Attorney Chukwuma Lumumba, because I had just called Chukwuma Lumumba, as you know, Brother Sean and Black Power Radio listeners. This brother, when he became mayor, got so busy because so many people in Jackson, Mississippi loved him and needed to touch him. I don't know how he took all the calls. I don't know how he shuffles his assignments and his duties, but he just seemed to never let nobody down. And I told him, the young attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz, who admire him and who know always say that Chukwuma is one of his attorney mentors, with Malik being the chairman 12 years in the Black Panther Party, over 20, going on to
make and blaze new trails with his from law school, starting the organization Black Lawyers for Justice, to ask the 66-year-old mayor and attorney to come down to Atlanta to keynote speak for a younger attorney tribute. And what I told Brother Chuck Way and I told Dr. Leonard Jefferson and I told Dr. Mike Roberts and I told Dr. Khalid Mansour and I told Dr. Umoja, who's on the show, is we are always meeting to go to passings of great ones. So we in the New Black Panther Party chose to stop, as I became chairman, to give Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, while he's living and young and fiery, a tribute for his 20-some years of leading his Black Panther Nation and Black Panther Party. And all the elders say, hey, we're on our way. And Chuck Way say, I would be the keynote. We never knew Brother Sean. When I called him the day that he made his spiritual transition to get his driving license number, to book his plane to the Atlanta 2014 New Black Panther Summit of Dignity, to be the keynote speaker for a younger attorney tribute, that I would be told that he couldn't make it. I thought he had a schedule conflict, so I understood it, though. But I was upset, but it was he had made his spiritual transition. So I had to call Attorney Shabazz and say, now your tribute becomes a tribute to the Honorable Dr. Chuck Way Lumumba. And once again, we had to round up all the troops, and on March 30th, we would give Brother Chuck Way, our outgoing spiritual leader, his proper tribute, and give Attorney Shabazz his proper tribute as he moved the Black Lawyers for Justice to a new level, and all the people that was involved and more now are coming to deal with this, and other tributes to Brother Obi and so many others who deserve the tribute. But the Black Nation has a job. The New Black Panther Party, we will be on point. It will make our summit so much more important. And dignity is such a great word, because when you deal with Brother Chuck Way Lumumba, Black Power Radio listener, if you didn't know him, he had such dignity. He had such high morals. He had such commitment. He had such a light, like Brother Attorney Davis said, light way of handling things, but his hand was so heavy. And when you talk about pursuit of happiness, I'm so glad to announce on this show, Brother Sean, that I know in my heart that Chuck Way Lumumba, in all of his struggle through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and into this 21st century of 2014 when he made the transition, his pursuit of happiness, he found happiness. And I'm so happy to announce, even though he only raised $69,000 when others raised millions, he left this planet, he left this globe, he left this universe as a leader in Jackson, Mississippi. He was in a city hall that we protest across the street from. He walked around his last days in the courthouses as the mayor with the police chief escort running the city that tried to disbar him, that tried to make him be across the street with picket signs. And I saw a sign today on the internet, and I saw the city hall of Jackson, Mississippi, that's been ran by these crackers for so long, these Dixie Klan for so long. And I couldn't do nothing in my mind but picture Chuck Way Lumumba walking up to the stairs, going into city hall, and that was his house, his chief of staff, his assistants, his game plan. And no matter what they say, even though, and we don't even know yet how the word is, but we'll say even though he made his spiritual transition, he set a precedent, and he set a force, a spiritual force and
action that the young Mississippians, the young African-American brothers and the young Africans will carry on, because he went in and he lit the torch. And the torch is there now, and nobody can put it out. Back to you, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And again, I concur. Salute to you, Brother Supreme Captain. Mighty salute to you for holding the line all these years. We want to be sure to give our people our flowers while we live. And so salute to you, sir, for being a steadfast helper, steadfast companion, steadfast worker, and overall a brother in good spirits through the good times and the bad times. We certainly, certainly appreciate you, Brother Supreme Captain. And so I think that's all of our callers there, Brother Chairman. So what we would do is open it up for you and your closing remarks here. We're right here at about 11:52, so your closing remarks, sir, and we'll close out.
Well, first of all, I want to say for the record that the New Black Panther Party stands strong in this hour. We stand ready for the challenge of the task of being the vanguard, of being the future leaders, with courage to understand the dignity, the education, and the respect that Chukwe Lumumba got from even his enemy, because he understood George Washington Carver. He understood Harriet Tubman. He understood Malcolm X. He understood Marcus Garvey. He understood the black Hebrew, black Jesus. He understood Egypt and Africa. He understood the politics of the mind of the oppressor, and he understood how to reverse the cycle and to go behind enemy lines. And he proved what I'm saying, to go behind enemy lines into the enemy courtrooms, into the enemy city hall as a city councilman, and then as a mayor, to change the policies. And he's one of the few examples we got who in his lifetime changed the policies from the outside and the inside. And young people should take that as an example. But the most important thing was said on this radio show tonight, Brother Sean, was he didn't do it in a selfish manner. He spread the love, spread his seeds. And he has a young daughter who you heard about, who graduated from Howard University. He had a young son who you heard about, who's having grandkids, who will carry on his legacy through his DNA and through his seeds. And then he spread his spirit into a Mawali Davis, into a Malik Zulu Shabazz, and others, who would now be on fire with his work. So now I can only picture that white man looking at Malcolm X and saying, "Oh, Malcolm, you can't be an attorney, because blacks wouldn't trust you, and white people surely wouldn't hire you. You could be a carpenter." And Malcolm went out making straight A's, went out to sell drugs, become a hustler, and thank God he found that spirit in Elijah and found his way back. For Chukwe Lumumba to see Malcolm didn't quite finish being an attorney and to become that warrior attorney, and now has set a trail and a road for other attorneys to ride on that's a little less bumpier, a little less harder to get on. But we owe the Honorable Chukwe Lumumba now. We owe him now. And I'll say to the New Black Panther Party, be ready to get here on the 28th, 29th, and 30th, 11 workshops, tribute to Chukwe, international symposium that we're doing in the name of Dr. Khalid Muhammad, for we can make sure that our enemy understands clearly that the only enemy we have is ourselves. So we're coming to Atlanta to do a self-checkup, because we are the kings and the queens of the dynasties of Egypt. We are the Akhenatens. We are the Nzingmas. We are the Nefertaris, the Nefertitis. We are because God made us. And if we fail God, not the white man. We have to understand clearly that our babies are watching us now. The light is on us, and Chuck Wade proved to us against all odds, even in Mississippi, your name can go on your airport. And when your name go over a man who died to give you the right to vote, Megger Everett, died as the national secretary of the NAACP because he wanted black people in Mississippi to have the right to vote. And because he died in Mississippi, 50 years later, Chukwuma Lumumba became the mayor of Mississippi. So the sky is the limit if we just do what we're supposed to do. So I say with that, looking forward to the summit. We're coming into the three-week period. We're ready here in Atlanta to host it. We got a whole slate of people. In the next 3 weeks, tune in to Black Power Radio. We'll be going blow for blow. The website will be up next week where you can register. And let's go fight for our people, Brother Sean.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready. I'm ready. Want to certainly thank you, Brother National Chairman, for your words and for your guidance to us during these times and for your steadfastness and courage. Of course, as we are attributing the Honorable Chukwuma Lumumba and we're attributing Honorable Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Brother Comrade and Honorable Brother Omar Lewa, we definitely have to give you your flowers while you live too, Brother Chairman. So we're definitely going to treat you coming up at the National Summit. Can't quite tell you what we're going to do yet, but we're going to do something. So thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Brother Chairman.
All right. Well, Brother, let me say this to you too, Brother Sean. I remember when Black Talk Radio went down for 3, 4, 5 weeks, and you called and you just wasn't going to let it stay down. And now, as you know, we went from 1 hour, 2 hours, now we do 4 hours, and the lines just stay lit up, and it's archived, and I get emails and texts from all over the country, people going into our archives, listening to our shows. And I just want everybody to know after the summit, we will come back with our newspaper. We will come back with Black Panther TV. Our radio show will continue to grow and be an international show and be a show that our people can depend on getting information that's uncompromised and getting instructions that are uncompromised. And we're not worrying about anyone but ourselves. And I want to say Black Power and Brother Sean, we salute you because if it wasn't for your consistency and you're not giving up, we might not be on the air tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute return, Brother Chairman. Salute return. All right. There you have it, brothers and sisters. We have finished a power-packed night and presentation of Black Power Radio. And as always, we thank you for being with us, and we know that we have those of you who have not yet stood with the new Black Panther Party. And you should by now know that we stand for black nationalism and that we stand for Pan-Africanism, revolutionary nationalism. We stand for territory of our own, controlling our own politics, economics, self-determination, education, true education, and our youth. And so with that said, you should be ready by now to register with the organization and go to work after you've heard the mighty works of our great mayor, the Honorable Chukwuma Lumumba, and you've heard the works of our ancestors before us. Now you must know it is your time. It is your time to organize where you are on the conditions that our 450-year-old taskmaster left behind for us to deal with after getting rich off the back of our forefathers and foremothers. We have to reverse the trend, and we got to break Willie Lynchism. Alright, and so to do that, we ask that you either call us at area code 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886. Our email email us at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com, nbpphq@yahoo.com, or you can get us at newblackpanther.com. But between one of them dot coms and that number, you should be able to get us. One more time, 347-9030-886. All right, and so come with us, get with us, organize. You're not a Democrat, you're not a Republican. Those are two sides of the same coin. A black panther, a new African, a new black panther is born every 20 seconds in the ghetto. And if by chance you happen to come up in the suburbs, you come up somewhere else outside the ghetto because you're black and in America, and have to deal with the systemic racism and institutionalized racism that our people face on a daily basis, you yourself still are Panthers. You're black, and we have to resist the conditions and do something for ourselves. And so I'm your brother, Sean Saddam Kweli, soldier in arms. It's been my honor to soldier with you through all this time. And we will continue to come black and come back with you by the grace of God and the ancestors as they will. And we'll push forward on a straight path and on a righteous course for liberation, salvation, proper education, and elevation. So remember this, it is black power for black people. We say power to the people. And remember this, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. All right, we out. We're signing off. Get back with us. Black power.
As it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Who denies us the future? Rob our names. Kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me. Cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me. While it's for freedom, education, equality never gave me nothing but slavery. And now look at how dangerous it made me. Calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold. And with this couple of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation and this new name. All you ever gave my people was salvation. Fathers of this country never cared for me. They kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery. And Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me. Except lie about the facts in my history. So now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed. But the government's glad cause they enjoy it when my people are down. So they can screw us around. Time to change the government now. Panther power.